This is an iHeart podcast.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then it's debate night, baby. GOP primary kicks off tonight, and the Tucker Trump thing and everything else. We'll get to, let's just do it now. This is an article from The Federalist, because we all kinds of stuff this hour. Fauci's still a dirty commie. I'm going to get to a bunch of emails. The latest and actually worst thing ever out of Maui, the dollar, all these things. But these 14 U.S. cities have a target of banning meat by 2030. This is from The Federalist, if you'd like to read the whole thing. Banning meat. Did you hear what I said? And before I read this, just so you understand, these people are serious. And remember when these days come who told you to get out, all right? This is, of course, Mike Bloomberg's group. He does most of the funding for it. There are nearly 100 cities across the world, but in America, Austin, Boston, I didn't rhyme those on purpose, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, New Orleans, New York City, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Portland, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and, of course, Seattle. So, I've been warning you. I've been telling you what's coming. What you do about it's up to you. All right. Let's get to some emails. I really owe you a bunch. I've been way behind, and I took calls last, and I probably shouldn't have, but I felt like you needed to unburden yourself. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, Tim Scott endorsed pro-abortion Alaska Rhino Lisa Murkowski. And he said, quote, "We need strong leaders like Lisa Murkowski, someone who has worked tirelessly for the people of Alaska her entire career. Alaska, please join me." Yes, Lisa Murkowski is absolute trash. She shouldn't be there. And ideally, we wouldn't want any of these people to be endorsed by anyone who supposedly believes in something. Ideally, you'd want somebody like Tim Scott to stand firmly against Lisa Murkowski. But here's how it actually works. And here's part of the problem with the GOP and the people we're dealing with. One, I guarantee you, without even looking it up, because I don't have to, I guarantee you if you go look at people who have given money or spent money on Tim Scott and Tim Scott's campaigns, I bet you $1 million Lisa Murkowski or her PAC have spent money on his Senate campaigns. So Tim Scott felt obligated to return the favor. Again, I know that sucks, but it's a game of favors. That's how this stuff works. But more than anything else, here is our problem. And we've talked about this before. And this is part of the reason why I encourage normal people like you to run for office. Normal people like you. Tim Scott. I know you may love him. You are already aware he's not my cup of tea. And why? Working with freaking Cory Booker on federal police reform after St. George Floyd died. I just can't even believe it. But anyway, let's set all that aside. I don't know him, but I know enough people who are very close to him to know this, and I've seen his various interactions on TV and otherwise. Tim Scott is a lot of things. Seems like a good dude. Seems very naive to me. Painfully naive. Also, seems like a dork. Doesn't he? Seems like just kind of a dork. Part of the problem with our political process here in America is this. Normal people don't run for office. You don't run for office. Why? Because you're not a narcissistic sociopath. Because you have a career you want to pursue. Because you want to stay at home and care for your home. Because you want to do this or you want to do that. You don't want to run for office. So society's dorks end up being our politicians we rely on for leadership. We take our biggest goobers. I'm class president. We take our biggest goobers and we send them into the maw of Washington, D.C., and then we're routinely stunned when they just don't fight like you want, when they just don't fight like I want. You want Tim Scott in your mind. He's a senator. He's a Republican senator from a blood-red, wonderful state like South Carolina. Surely he will be the tip of the anti-communist spear. But the truth is, Tim Scott's just a big dork. He is. He's not what you want him to be. He's not what I want him to be. We do this with all politicians. This is why I shouldn't say I can't stand any of them. There are some I don't mind. This is why I don't fall in love with them. And whether you do or not, no judgment here, but this is why I always caution you not to. When you find somebody who has their favorite politician, and you'll see a lot of this now that the presidential primary is about to kick off tonight. When you find somebody who has their favorite politician, or maybe this is you, if you're being honest with yourself, you will see they'll project the most absurd things onto that person and act as if that person fights for it, even if that person has a proven record of fighting against it. No. In that person's mind, no, he's going to fight for me. He's going to do this. Come on. These people aren't these freedom lions we want them to be, dressed up in a suit of armor with the sword out, yelling, charge! They're the nerdy little scribes sitting in the tent, writing stuff down on a little scroll. Well, I hope nobody yells at me. Though that's who our politicians actually are. We are asking our lambs to be lions. And they just don't have it in them. They can't do it. Oh, I should play this one today. Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, others turned themselves in today. Their mugshots are regularly available online. This is Rudy Giuliani talking about all this indictment nonsense.
Georgia, and I'm feeling very, very good about it because I feel like I'm defending the rights of all Americans, as I did so many times as a United States attorney. People like to say I'm different. I'm the same Rudy Giuliani that took down the mafia, that made New York City the safest city in America, reduced crime more than any mayor in the history of any city, anywhere, and I'm fighting for justice. I have been from the first moment I represented Donald Trump, and as a man.
Obviously, this is a dark day. Tomorrow, Trump goes in. He'll get his mugshot. That mugshot will be probably the most shared picture of the last 50 years. I don't know what the most shared pictures are. I'm not aware of that. But I guarantee you, whatever that picture is, whatever the most shared picture is, it's about to be topped because they're about to take a mugshot of Donald Trump. And these are going to be hard times as we watch the political persecution of the enemies of the regime. That's all there is. That's all this is. You know it. I know it. And as I've said, without drastic action, the end is already written. People get mad at me all you want. It's especially Trump's most hardcore fans. They'll email in, and most of them are obviously awesome and understand, but I'll still get some people, you're crazy. Trump's not going down. Buddy, unless Republican DAs start arresting Democrats as they should be doing, unless Democrats in this country now, not 10 years from now, start fearing the knock at the door, handcuffs, their own indictments. Without that, Trump will not be allowed to win. He just won't be allowed to. The system's going to destroy him, imprison him, maybe house arrest. I've told you already they're going to remove him from the ballot. Unless we actually get some Republicans fighting back, the end is written already. It's awful. It's freaking horrible. Nobody, if you're a Trump hater, don't celebrate it, by the way. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, yeah, screw Trump. I hate him anyway. Man, you better be aware this is so much bigger than him. This is going to begin a new era of political persecutions and prosecutions. And you know what's going to be so frustrated for people like you and me? is we know this is just the beginning. We know they're going to do it to the next guy when they're done doing it to Trump. They will. And the next guy after him and the next guy after him. They're going to keep doing this to people. But when they finish off Trump and then they begin on the next guy and they start doing it to the next guy, you'll watch all these GOP hacks, all of them, step up and say, what? This is crazy. I mean, it was bad enough they did it to Trump. I can't believe they're now going forward and doing it to fill in the blank, whoever the next guy is. You can't believe it? You gutless idiot coward. How can you not see this coming? How are you not doing more right now to stop it? But they're not. No impeachments. No impeachment for Biden. No impeachment for Mayorkas. No impeachment for Garland. No Democrats arrested. No fight at all. And because of that, the end's already written. Period. Get to some emails and why Fauci's trash. Let's get to this. Countries unite against the dollar dominance at an international summit. Nigeria, Brazil, Russia, China, India, South Africa. Like I said, it's not just one country. They had a gigantic BRICS meeting. Remember, BRICS, it's the counterbalance to the dollar. It's what they're going to try to introduce to the world as the world's reserve currency. When that day finally comes, and it will. It won't be tomorrow. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be next year. But when that day finally does get here, you will wish to God you had listened to me now and got some precious metals in your physical possession and in your IRA and 401k. Oxford Gold will handle this for you. They'll get gold or silver in your hands. They will get it in your 401k, IRA. Let Oxford Gold handle it. And they're laid back and chill, and they'll do it right. All right? Call 833-995-GOLD. Tell them Jesse told you to call. 833-995-GOLD.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show with me, Jesse the Blade Kelly, here on this world famous broadcast. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I didn't bring this up. But we might as well talk about it real quick before we get to the emails and the Fauci stuff. Now, you remember this group, the Wagner Group. In case you don't remember, there's a gigantic, this is not like a 50-man unit, there's a gigantic mercenary army in Russia. They're essentially the Russian army, only they're outside of the Russian army, outside of the Russian army's control, but everyone knows it's not even a secret. It's just, that's our mercenary army. And the head of the Russian mercenary army, he's a guy, I don't even know how to say his name. Prigozhin, I believe is how you say his last name. Prigozhin. He's the big cheese in the Russian mercenary army. And you probably remember this from, what was it, a month or two ago. He decided he was going to rebel against Putin. And he takes his Wagner group and he starts marching them towards Moscow. And then before he even gets to Moscow, he stops. And they kind of, quote, work everything out, or at least that's what they said. And the guy takes off, and all's well, and the Wagner group goes back to fighting. He was protesting some of the Russians' choices and methods in the Ukrainian war and things like that. Well, he made a mistake earlier today. That mistake was he got on a private jet. And that private jet, it was leaving from Moscow, and it was going to St. Petersburg. And it didn't make it all the way from Moscow to St. Petersburg. There's video of this if you'd like to see it. It ended up falling from the sky. Initial reports on this said that the Russian air defense system shot it down. There are a bunch of reports still out there saying that. There are other reports. I don't know the details. And look, it's Russia. We'll probably never know the real details. There are other reports that there was an explosion on board. They didn't know whether it was a man-made explosion or an equipment failure. We all know what happened. All right. Vladimir Putin is not a man who's going to allow a challenge to his power from within his own country. So he blew up the guy's plane. Remember this. Remember, this is a famous story. In fact, there's a great book if you want to read, if you want to understand Russia a little bit better, because it's a very difficult place to understand, and I'm not an expert on it. I'm not telling you I am. But if you want a great book to understand Putin, Russia, a lot of this stuff, there's a book called Once Upon a Time in Russia. And here's just a little brief background on it, because I think it helps us all. I've told you this on the show before. After the Soviet Union fell, after communism fell in Russia, they didn't know, how do you just go from that, where the state owns it all or runs it all, how do you go from that and to just capitalism? How do we do that? Remember, just because you know how to do freedom, because it's all you've ever known, and I know how to do freedom, there are people all around the world who don't understand how to even do that. We work with these people in Iraq. What do you mean there's no dictator? What? Vote? What are you talking about? Vote. People have different lives than we have. So they really screwed it all up as they tried to transition from communism to capitalism. And there were many, many hands at play here. Russia essentially ended up with an oligarchy where there were just a bunch of rich guys who ran everything. They ran the entire country. And they were not running it well, as you can imagine. An oligarchy only to line the pockets of the rich guys is not going to be a well-run country. And along comes this savvy operator named Vladimir Putin. And I should read it from the book. I'm going to go back and read this again. You can read all this in the book, and they do a lot better job than I am, because I'm paraphrasing this here. Putin becomes Russia's top man. Well, all the oligarchs have been used to running Russia however they wanted, no matter who the, quote, top man was. There's no top man. There was nobody who was going to tell this guy, this billionaire, what to do, or that billionaire what to do. These were the guys who ran it all. And imagine for a moment as we pause on that, imagine how drunk with power you'd be if that was your situation. Now, it's never going to be your situation or my situation. It's crazy. But wrap your mind around this. Wrap your mind around you. Let's say you're looking out a window right now at a city or a town. And it's all yours. Meaning there's nothing you can't do. If you want to, we have a car dealership right across the street from our studio. If I wanted to walk across the street, if I was one of these oligarchs and I wanted to walk across the street and walk in the car dealership and say, oh, that one there, that fancy, what's a nice car, BMW, that's mine now. No, I'm not paying for it. Give me the keys or I'll have you shot. And they just go run and give me the keys, and that's your car. And I drive up the road to the local bar. I drive to the local Red Lobster. Hey, I want all the Cheddar Bay biscuits in here. In fact, I want everyone else in here out. I'm going to dine by myself privately. What time do you close normally? Oh, 8, 9 o'clock? Okay, tonight you're staying open till midnight because all my friends are coming over at 10. And you wouldn't hear a word of protest because everyone would know they'd die if they did. That's the level of power the oligarchs had in Russia. And then Vladimir Putin came. And I'll finish up that story, and then we'll get to emails and Fauci sucks and more. Now, how about your dog? How about how much they become part of the family? That is one of the things, because I had grown up with dogs, and they were always part of the family, but then we didn't have one when we got married. And an oldest son was allergic, still is. And so for the longest time, we didn't have a dog. And I had forgotten how much they just are part of the family. They're in the family pictures. They're part of the family. I hope Fred stays part of the family for a long time. That's why I give Fred rough greens every meal. We used to just give it to him for breakfast. We saw such a difference in his digestive issues, his ear infections, everything. It's now both meals of the day. Fred gets rough greens poured on his food. Because there's no nutrition in his food. We have to find another way to give it to him. We pour a natural nutritional supplement on his food. Courtesy of naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. Green Beret, by the way. Call Rough Greens and get your free bag. All you pay for is the shipping. Just try it and see if you see a difference in your dog. 833-33-MY-DOG. Or you can go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Plus, plus, plus.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 € zusätzlich sparen. Plus, plus, plus. Mit der Netto Plus App.
10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Am I playing with my new Springfield Hellcat Pro while I do the nationally syndicated Jesse Kelly Show? I cannot confirm this. I cannot deny this. If you happen to be watching the simulcast on the of the show on the first TV, maybe, just maybe, you will figure out the truth in that. All I'm saying is the show is well protected tonight, okay? Now, let me finish my story. And remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The Once Upon a Time in Russia book. Again, the book is Once Upon a Time in Russia. We're going over Putin, and Putin killed one of his political enemies today. So the oligarchs ran the Soviet Union. They ran it. They had complete control of the country. They could and did do whatever they wanted. So Putin gets to be the top man. The oligarchs did not understand all the way exactly what they were getting into. Vladimir Putin calls them to a meeting. He makes it known it's not optional. Already that's weird, right? Because these guys are the kings of the country. What do you mean he makes it not optional? Well, he makes it not optional. So they have to go out to a meeting. And this meeting, it's like something out of the movies. It's amazing the accounting you get of this meeting. The meeting is held in some wintry Russian snowy hellscape in some grayed out bunker. They all have to go out there. The oligarchs are soon greeted and surrounded by the most hardened Spetsnaz guys. Spetsnaz, that's Russian special forces. Spetsnaz guys, guys with scars on their faces, missing eyes, things like that. So they're very quickly aware that they are in a dangerous situation here. Putin sits them all around this big table, this big conference room table in some bunker, surrounded by all these murderers. And Putin tells them, I've got a big stick and I'm only going to swing it once. I run these things now. I run everything now. You are allowed to keep your billions. You are allowed to be wealthy and powerful. Keep your private jets. Keep your diamonds. Keep your mistresses. Keep your billions. Keep your oil companies. But all of you now do what I say when I say it. The thing you're not allowed to do ever is defy what I want. Don't test me. Many of the oligarchs figured out that they were in some trouble. And they went along. Okay, Mr. Putin, tell me what you need. I like my billions. I like my life. Some of them chose to test Vladimir Putin. Several of them did. And pretty much all of them died. And he would kill them in ways that were really obvious and sometimes ways that are very kind of like James Bond movie-ish, where you could tell he was sending a message. One of them, I remember this story like it was yesterday. I should look this up and get the guy's name. One of them was on his yacht. I think it was in the Mediterranean. Don't quote me on that. He was on a yacht in the Mediterranean with guards. Remember, these are billionaires. They travel with armed guards, and they found him strung up from his shower pole with his own belt in his yacht. That's Vladimir Putin. That's Russia. That's how it works. Vladimir Putin, Russia, they kill their political opponents. I'm just glad we don't live in a country where that can happen. I'm just glad that we don't live in a country where if a 74-year-old man who weighs 300 pounds and needs a cane to get around puts up some spicy Facebook stuff about the president, I'm just glad we don't live in a country where the secret police would be sent to his home in Utah to murder him in the middle of the night. Woo! That's a load off. Praise God, we don't live in that kind of country. Jesse, he's talking about my Hellcat Pro. Great weapon, lousy trigger. It's like you're pulling it through wet cement. Wet cement. He said, I'm not advertising for these folks. I don't gain anything from telling you this, but buy an Apex trigger, and then you will love that Hellcat. You will thank me or not, says he loves the show, Tom. You know, everyone keeps complaining about the trigger pull. I like it. I like it a lot. But then again, I'm used to the Glock, so I'm used to that long initial trigger pull. I'm going to have to put more and more rounds through it and see how I do with double taps and things like that. But I like it so far. I'm pretty confident. I'll know more after I spend virtually all my free time at the range for the next few days. But I like the trigger pull. Jesse, I don't think I can vote for president. I've done everything perfectly this round. Wasn't he the president during the COVID shutdowns, masking our kids, social distancing, church shutdowns, government, pharma partnering, BLM riots, etc.? He says, talk me off the ledge. Says, I don't think I can vote for him. What? Okay, obviously you're not talking about the primary. I'm assuming you have someone else you prefer in the primary, and that's just fine. Wave your flag. As I've said, whoever your guy is, fight for your guy. I've told you who I'm voting for in the primary. I've been very honest with you that I'm voting for DeSantis in the primary. I've been honest with you why. Why? Because of how they talk about COVID lockdowns. DeSantis has expressed unending remorse and regret for what happened. I have that audio we played for you before where he practically chokes up talking about people not being able to bury their loved ones. He changed course and opened up Florida. Trump to this day says he did everything perfectly. That decided my primary vote. If I had one of those videos from Trump, hey, we shouldn't have done it. That was a mistake. It shouldn't have happened. I would be voting for Donald Trump in the primary. Instead, forget about not that. Instead, he's bragged about it. Still brags about it to this day. Brags about the vaccine. Brags about what they did. So, okay, primary aside, I've told you how I'm voting. I've told you why. General election, I've told you if Trump wins, I'm voting for Trump. I am. I've had these emails before from DeSantis supporters and from Trump supporters. Jesse, if DeSantis wins, I'm not going to vote for him in the general. I'm not voting for that rhino, which that's a stupid claim, but whatever. Jesse, if Trump wins, I can't vote for the guy who locked down the country. I can't do it again. Jesse, talk me off the ledge. I don't know that it's my job to talk you off the ledge, and here's what I mean by that. I love that you care enough to vote on the issues. And I love that you know your vote is the only political power you have in this society. It's the only power I have. I have the same amount of political power you have in this society. I have a vote. You have a vote. So when people have emailed in, Jesse, I'm going to vote RFK. Jesse, I'll never vote DeSantis. I'll write in Trump. Jesse, I can't vote for Trump. I'll write in DeSantis. I have never yelled at you at all, and I never will. When you care enough to get involved and you care enough to vote, then you vote how you want. I intend to vote for Ron DeSantis in the primary, and if he wins, I'll vote for him, obviously, in the general. But no matter what, I intend to vote for the Republican nominee in the general election, really without hesitation. That's how I intend to vote. But please don't ever take it. Remember, I put on two different hats and I tell you which one I wear on the show. I tell you personally what I care about, personally how I'm going to vote, personally why I'm going to vote that way. I've always been honest about that. But I also do the analyst cap on that. This is how I analyze this race, the primary, the general election. I like to do both. I enjoy doing both. I will never, I have never, and will never judge you for voting a specific way for reasons that are of your own. As long as they're good, policy-driven reasons, I have no issue with that. You tell me you're not going to vote for Trump in the general because of the COVID lockdown stuff? I'm not killing you, man. I disagree just because Biden would be so much worse, or Doam, or Newsom, it would be so much worse. I disagree, but I'm not judging you. I'm not talking you off of any ledges. You vote how you vote. I bet you'll come around, though. If Trump ends up being the nominee, I bet you'll come around. I bet you'll vote Trump just because it feels so daunting when you're in there thinking about voting for anybody else. All right. Now, there is only one thing that I need right now as we go into a commercial break. I need a Mantis X because I'm here at the studio and I want to start practicing with my weapon. But I don't have my Mantis X here at the studio. I have my Mantis X at the house. So that means I'm going to have to go to the range when I get off work or race home to my Mantis X. Either way, I need an extra Mantis X because it allows me to dry fire practice in the comfort of my home or in the studio while I'm doing the radio show and should be focusing. You can practice wherever you want to, especially if you have a studio with no rules. If you go to MantisX.com, you can dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. MantisX.com. All right? We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show. The whole show you can download free on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Remember, you can email me. What an honor it is for you to be, what, Chris? To be able to email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Prosecutors want Trump on trial fast before he's possibly reelected and thwarts their cases. Now, why do you think that is? Remember what I've been telling you about the ballots and whatnot? Something crazy to think about. Hero uncle fights jaguar with his bare hands to save his nephews. I've been thinking long and hard about this. I think I could fight a jaguar. What, Chris? With my new Hellcat. What? I've got my Hellcat Pro right here. Bring it on, jaguars. You want some of this? The Hellcat's ready and waiting for you, pal. The cheetah, that's different than the cheetah. I don't need any help from the Hellcat with the cheetah. Hellcat, my friend, you can sit this one out, little buddy. It's just me and my bare hands. For a jaguar, I feel like me, a Hellcat, jaguar doesn't stand a chance. Do you hear what Fauci said?
But the climate change countering has to come from an international commitment to decrease the carbon imprint in society, so you don't have the kinds of crazy weather that we're having in this country. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, everything from the fire, the tragic fire in Hawaii, to Texas, which had something like 75 days in a row, over 95. I mean, it's completely, really amazing.
It's hot in Texas in the summertime. So the good doctor says you should definitely give up your SUV and stop eating meat. They still don't know for sure what caused the fire in Hawaii, but Dr. Fauci has decided that it's definitely climate change. He's also in the news today saying he declared lockdowns were justified and suggests they be used again to force vaccinations. This is back to what we've talked about a whole bunch. These guys, they were never punished for their crimes, so they still think they're the good guys, and they're dying for a chance to do it again. This is why punishment is so important. This is why it's important to punish your kids, even when you don't want to. This is why it's super important to punish your politicians and bureaucrats, even when it's difficult, even when it makes you uncomfortable. Because if you don't punish these people for their crimes, they do them over and over and over and over again. These government people, the only disincentive they have to not abuse their power is prison. Unless Dr. Fauci goes to prison, the next Dr. Fauci will do the same thing. Now, where, let me ask again, is the GOP? Oh, I know. They haven't been taking their male vitality stacks from Chuck. So their T levels are far, far, far too low to actually hold anybody in government accountable. God forbid anyone at the GOP actually impeach somebody. Male vitality stack, GOP. And I've got great news. When you get a subscription, not only are these natural herbal supplements, but the subscriptions are 35% off. So you can save a fortune as you swindle all of us. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. All right. By the way, female vitality stack for the ladies. I need to make sure I remind them of that, remind everyone of that, because I get selfish. Well, I am selfish. I only think about me and the one I take. Well, there's natural herbal supplements is a great stack for the ladies. All kinds of stuff there too. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Now, finally, in the Maui fires, this is an article actually out from the AP today. Many had no warning and no ways out. Many of the ones who survived dodged the barricades. And we're getting a bunch of stories like this. A bunch of stories like this are coming out where you had to go around the barricades to survive. Now, you ask the officials about it. The officials are coming back and saying, well, this road was buried, barricaded because of a down power line or because of this or because of that. And I can't speak to it. I wasn't there. But government did these people so wrong that if you saw a government barricade and you wanted to live, you had to drive around it. Also, you remember what Joe Biden said, how awful he was? I want you to listen to CNN's Bill Weir. Just listen to these apparatchiks.
President and Dr. Biden spent several hours both over Lahaina on the ground here and meeting with both first responders and victims of this tragedy at the big shelter, the War Memorial Shelter in central Maui. And he said the right things in many cases.
How embarrassing are you? How embarrassed are you if you're Bill Weir? Not publicly. He'd never admit it publicly. But at night, he brushes his teeth at night. He's getting ready to go to bed. And he does that thing we all do. And he looks at himself in the mirror. What do you think he sees?
And now...
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
FEMA officials stay at $1,000 per night Maui hotels on the other side of the island while taxpayers foot the bill. I looked at the list of hotels. One of them is the freaking Four Seasons. While you're sitting there working to get by every single day, FEMA people are staying at the Four Seasons. Oh, of course, but it's all to help, of course. Definitely there to help. Crowd protests LGBTQ plus education in Los Angeles. Two are arrested at the LAUSD offices. These poor people in these cities like Los Angeles who are doing the best they can to fight to preserve something, and they're just in a system that's simply not going to allow it to happen. This is from The Atlantic. Americans vote too much. Oh, you see what's coming, don't you? There's no need. How many times do we have to dig it up for you? Maybe we'll dig it up for you for tomorrow. In fact, I think we will. That Klaus Schwab clip we've played for you before. How, hey, once we move forward a little bit, once we advance a little bit, there won't even need to be a need for elections. Elections? We'll just be able to predict it, predict everything. Don't worry. We'll do what's best for you. That's fine. Sam Bankman-Fried isn't getting his Adderall and is surviving on bread and water, lawyers say. He isn't getting his Adderall? Now, I'm not totally aware of Adderall. I admit I've never done it myself. Not big on the whole drug scene, but do you need that to survive, fellas? It's not a survival mechanism? Poor Sam. Open floodgates at Arizona border allow thousands of migrants to walk into the country. One, they're not migrants. They're illegal immigrants. Two, just remember the border is open intentionally. Intentionally, not an accident. Infamous fiasco Fry Festival relaunches and is already sold out. I only read this because I don't know what the Fry Festival is, but if they're serving fries, count me in. September 11th, families make emotional plea to Biden. There is no emotion inside of Biden. Doesn't matter what your pleas are. They're going to continue to help America's enemies and hurt America's friends. German judge gets suspended sentence over COVID mask mandate rebellion. It's wild that it wasn't just America. It was the entire, quote, free Western world that became communist for a virus. I still just, I shake my head when I think about it. All right, go enjoy the GOP debate. When I show up tomorrow, I expect emails from you. What you loved, what you hated. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.